Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network, down to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Neighbors, we're very pleased to have as one of our sponsors of our daily email, Crop Plan by Winfield. They combine the most advanced genetics on the market with field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with a localized seed recommendation. Four Winfield answer plot locations in Oklahoma are being planned for this fall, featuring canola and winter wheat. Go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. On that right-hand column, you'll see links for today's email, as well as an opportunity for you to subscribe, courtesy of Crop Plan by Winfield.
Do you know where milk comes from? It all starts on a farm with excellent cow care. Dairy farmers are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about providing nutritious, wholesome milk. Learn more about day-to-day life on the farm at DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities, and we're going to talk a little bit about our livestock futures. And, well, livestock futures lower across the board yesterday. In fact, several of those months seeing triple-digit lows.
Sure did, Dave, as we saw the selling push the feeder cattle and live cattle into those triple-digit losses. But early in the session, they did see some upside. There was a lack of news to go along with that lower trade that took place yesterday. And this lower trade also does not bode well for the possibility we might see lower cash this week. Also, we saw the box beef finally bounce higher for the choice, up $1.10. Select boxes were down 37 cents and a movement of 152 loads. Cattle kill, 107,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 18 cents. Lean hogs also closed lower yesterday, and the pork cutouts continue to slide lower, now down almost $28 over the past 4 weeks. On the close yesterday, December live cattle down $1.45, Jan feeders down $1.40, and December lean hogs down 85 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday, well, the wheat futures in Chicago and Kansas City continue to dive a little bit, but the soybean and corn futures were higher yesterday.
That's right. We saw an interesting day yesterday, Dave, as we started off with downside across the board. And as you said, the wheat market did continue to trade and close negative, but our corn and soybeans later found positive trade and closed on the positive side. There was really no news to go along with. It seems like some short covering came in and lifted them higher. Now, this morning is the weekly export sales that are expected to be good for the corn and the soybeans. Next Monday is the USDA release of the November supply and demand report that is expected to show increases in the corn and soybean production versus what they had a month ago. And yesterday we saw the Dow and the S&P score new record highs. At the moment, December KC wheat's trading 4 cents lower. December corn's down 2 1/4. January soybeans are down 3 3/4. December cotton is 17 points higher now. December crude oil, 37 cents lower. We're looking at December dollar index down 16 cents. And December Dow Jones futures trading 10 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap things up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.